You're listening to the Rev Ministries Podcast. This podcast is taken from the Rev Landon Schott sermons from his home church and travels around the world. For more resources or information, please check out our website at therev.com or check out our iTunes store.
We need that. I just want to encourage you with that today. All right, let's get into today's message. Matthew chapter 6. Verse 9, very, very familiar. This was awesome. I slept on the plane on the way over here. They didn't have Wi-Fi, so I was going to do some work. And so I just said, I'm just going to go to sleep. And so I went to sleep, and I probably slept for 2 hours. And it's a 2.5 hour flight. So as we were landing, I started to wake up. And the moment I woke up, I heard this out loud, the Father of Deliverance. And that's what I'm going to teach on this morning. It was awesome. So Matthew 6, 9, it says, then this is how you should pray. Our Father. Someone say, Our Father. In heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we also forgive our debtors. Verse 13, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Or another translation says, deliver us from all evil. Father, I thank you that you are the Father of deliverance. And on this wonderful Father's Day, we ask you, God, for your gracious gifts that you have for your children. Father, I pray right now that you give us ears to hear, you give us hearts to receive, minds to understand what you're saying today. Holy Spirit, I ask you right now to speak through me your words. And we declare that Jesus, your name is the highest name. Your name is the highest authority. And as we anointed the doors with oil this morning to create an atmosphere of your presence, we declare this is your place. This is your space. Have your way in this place. We declare no spirit, but the Holy Spirit is welcome in celebration, church, in our lives, in our hearts, in our minds. Father, I thank you that there's going to be a process of renewing minds and a refreshing of spirits this morning. Father, I thank you that you're going to be made famous in this place and in our lives. So speak, Lord. Your servants are listening with great anticipation and expectation, Father. We declare, have your way on this Father's Day. In Jesus' mighty name, and all God's people said, amen. And amen. The Father of Deliverance. Father's Day can be a very stressful, a very unique, a challenging day for a lot of individuals because it can have mixed emotions. Not all of us were raised with perfect fathers. Some of our fathers were absent and not there at all. Some of our fathers were extremely abusive. Some of our fathers were our heroes. Some of our fathers were our heroes, and then we saw they weren't superheroes. They were just flesh. And so the process of going through that relationship and this could be a very challenging thing. Again, I want to just thank and condemn all the single mothers for being mothers and fathers and what you carry and do for your children. You truly are champions, and we honor you today. But this could be a challenging thing. But if you look at the scripture, it says this is how you should pray, our Father who art in heaven. And I want to let you know that no matter the relationship with your natural father, your true father is in heaven. And not one of you are fatherless. In fact, there's scripture in Matthew 7. Jesus says there's only one father. And he's in heaven. Every other father is just a surrogate father. Every other father is just a partial father. Our true father is in heaven. And no matter what that relationship looks like, I want to let you know that your heavenly father loves you. Your heavenly father is proud of you. And your heavenly father has good gifts for you. It says, our Father who art in heaven, go ahead and go back to that last scripture. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Skip down to verse 13 and it says, but deliver us from the evil one. Listen, our Father is the one who delivers us. I want to get into this message of deliverance, but before I get into the message of deliverance, I want to just share a little bit about more about righteousness. I think I came here 2 or 3 times last year. I think it was twice last year and once in December of 2013, and the Lord put this word of deliverance on my heart. And the word of righteousness on my heart. And you guys heard the messages. You got the drop cards. I preached over 27 messages on righteousness in 2014. It was the greatest year of my life. It was the greatest greatest financial year. It was the greatest year spiritually. My son was born, and I was going to name him Preston Bailey, and that's the name my wife and I picked out for him. And I got a prophetic word on Pentecostal Sunday, and the word was, as you are pregnant with righteousness, your wife's been pregnant with your son, because God's going to use him like a Noah to bring righteousness to a generation. And the moment that word was spoken, up in my spirit came, that's his name. So we changed his name from Preston Bailey to Preston Noah to align my son with that prophetic word. And this righteousness was a game changer for me. Every area of my life was supernaturally changed. I felt my spiritual DNA begin to change. And then I found, you know, the story where Jesus spit in the dirt and made mud and put it in the blind man's eyes. You know that story? And a lot of people focus on the mud in that situation, but the Lord had me pay attention to the spit. Does anyone watch those Forensic Files, those crime shows? Heather and I love, Marshawn watches those shows. We love those shows. We'll stay up late at night and we'd be like, hey, if I was going to kill you, what I would do... I would burn you alive, and they wouldn't find nothing of you. She's like, no, they'd find the trace evidence of the fire accelerant. They wouldn't even find your body. There'd be no DNA for them to find, you know. And we've been married almost 10 years in July, so we're working on our marriage. But we know this game we play together. Maybe that's why I had a bad dream last night. I don't know. But we have fun with each other. But you watch these shows, and someone will be free for 20 years. 20 years. And they find one strand of DNA. And they lock that dirty joker up for the rest of their life. And it's amazing, if you watch these shows or the CSIs or these things, majority of the time they get their DNA from their saliva. So watch, Jesus spits and he takes his DNA and he takes heaven's DNA and replaces it with his dysfunctional DNA, and he gives them his DNA, and then what used to not work right now all of a sudden works right. Let me tell you this, it doesn't matter how you think you were born. It doesn't matter how you think that you're naturally made up of. When you get heaven's DNA, it changes your earthly DNA. There's a process of being spiritually born again, and you become the identity of Christ. I'm telling you, righteousness is a game changer. Right? This year was so amazing that I didn't even want 2014 to end. I was literally like Joshua, Lord, stop the sun in the sky. Don't let it turn to 2015. I didn't even have to come up with a rhyme for 2015 to make myself feel better because 2014 was so bad. I love 2014. And I said, I reluctantly in October, I said, Father, speak to me about 2015. And I said it on a Saturday. On Sunday, I was preaching in Michigan on the authority of righteousness. The Bible says that there were seven sons of Sceva, and the seven sons of Sceva tried to cast out a demon in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches about. And the demon said, Jesus, I know, Paul, I know, but who are you? And then beat them naked running. Now, what I said this is like, hold on a second. How did the demons know Jesus and Paul? I don't just read the Bible, I read the Bible. Right. How did they know Jesus and Paul? And the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, go look at Job. I go to Job, where Job introduces, or God introduces Job to Satan. Church, the Lord will introduce you to the demons you have authority over. That's the authority, that's the relationship of righteousness. The Pharisees taught out of the same scriptures that Jesus did, but they marveled at Jesus' authority. Why? His relationship with the Father. Yes. It's preaching on authority of righteousness. The moment I sit down in the front row, I hear that sweet Holy Spirit speak to me and say, 2015 is a year of deliverance. As soon as he says it to me, I'm excited. Heather's book's coming out on deliverance. I'm finishing my book. It'll be out in October on the topic of homosexuality. I have a book of deliverance. We're doing a prophetic conference in San Francisco. My brother-in-law at the time was addicted to drugs and literally on his deathbed at 25 years or 26 years old. We needed deliverance in our family. We needed deliverance in our home. And so instantly I was excited. To God's glory today, my brother-in-law is at Bible College at CFNI, where Pastor Danny and Pastor Margaret went and is in youth ministry and doing phenomenal by the grace of God. Amen. You can put your hands together. Praise God. So the Lord's put this word of deliverance on my heart. Then on Monday morning, I'm reading the Bible, and I'm not reading to preach. I'm not reading for a sermon. I'm just spending time with the Lord. And if you hear anything today, body of Christ, hear this, is you will not make it in this walk of faith without daily being in your word. If the only time you read God's word is when it's up on the screen or in a stupid Facebook picture, you're in trouble. We got to hide God's word in our heart. So Monday, I'm reading the Bible. I'm at the gym trying not to be fat, trying to look like Pastor Danny, trying to be in shape. And I'm on the treadmill, and I'm at Psalms 31:1. Put it up on the screen. Psalms 31:1 says this. It says, "In you, Lord, I've taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness." And I heard in my spirit, the Holy Spirit say to me this, righteousness is the setup for deliverance. Watch this, watch this, watch this. I preached an entire year. I didn't do a television show. I didn't do a prophetic conference. I didn't write a book, nothing. The only thing I did in 2014 was travel the world and preach righteousness. I preached over 100 times, 27 different messages. I asked the Lord on a Saturday to speak to me. Sunday, he said, it's a year of deliverance. On Monday, he says, you deliver me in righteousness. I know for a fact this is a prophetic word for the body of Christ. This is the year of deliverance. The word deliverance is used in the word of God over 397 times. The word deliver is used 86 times. We get that word deliverance from the word soteria, which means salvation, welfare, prosperity, preservation, and safety. All throughout the word of God, we see deliverance from our enemies, deliverance from demons and demonic forces, deliverance from sickness, deliverance from addictive behavior and abusive lifestyles. Wherever you saw the disciples go, whatever they did, you saw them walk in supernatural deliverance. When Peter's shadow casted on people, they were delivered. With silver or gold, I have thee none, but rise and take up your mat. Wherever Jesus went, demons fled. They begged him to send him into pigs. There was a ministry of deliverance. That was the first church. That was the book of Acts church. That was the body of Christ. And oh, how far we have found ourselves from what the ministry of Jesus and the disciples looked like than what it looks like today. Let me just say this. Listen, the body of Christ isn't about membership. It's about discipleship. And some people don't want to be discipled. That's fine. Some people don't want to be judged. Anytime you try to help someone, don't judge me. It's like the Christian Facebook theologians, like, go-to move. Don't judge. It's interesting. Pastor Danny talked this morning about God's heart for the children of Israel. He said, I want to be your king. They cried out for a king. But it isn't interesting that originally God set them up with priests and judges. Holy Spirit spoke to my spirit a couple years ago and says, if you don't want to be judged, you will be ruled. See, the judgments of God are what keeps you in right standing with God. And don't forget that Christ is the judge. He will stand at the doorway of heaven and he will judge mankind. You know what? It's a healthy thing to judge yourself according to God's word. It's a healthy thing to judge each other in the body of Christ and keep us accountable to God's word. The Bible clearly tells us that we're not supposed to judge those outside the world. But if Bruce Jenner calls himself a Christian, then we're supposed to hold him accountable to God's word. That's hate speech. No, that's love speech. In fact, Jesus says they will hate you because of me. When you speak God's word, isn't it interesting they call what Jesus calls love speech, hate speech? It's not because of you. It's because of him. God's a God of love. Yes, he is. He proved his love on the cross when he died for you. Now prove your love to him by obeying him. Come on, church. We got to be people that know God's word. We have to be people that walk in deliverance. You know what? Bruce Jenner needs deliverance. Same as these pastors that are having affairs. Same with these elders. Same with the church people. Same the same individuals that walk in and go to church week after week after week. And they walk out bound and addicted. I hear preachers talking all the time. They say, you know, once you came down to the altar and got saved, you don't need to get saved again. And I say, maybe they're not coming to get saved again. Maybe they haven't been delivered and they still need deliverance. Maybe they're looking for that same power. Watch, the same power that that saves us, according to that same word, soteria, is the same power that delivers us. Somewhere down the line, we have forgotten that when we're saved, we're also delivered by the same Spirit. He's a God of deliverance. I want to prophetically declare this over you before I go on with my message. This is what I feel that's in my spirit. I've declared this everywhere I've gone this year. But this is the year of deliverance. This is the year that addictions lose their flavor. This is the year that perversion no longer has permission. This is the year that fear bows to faith. This is the year that lust is starved through fasting. This is the year that generosity is greater than greed. This is the year that insecurity is evicted because Christ now lives in me. This is the year that sexual identity will be seen through the eyes of God's word, not through the eyes of man's word. This is the year that grace won't be redefined. This is the year that forgiveness, hear this church, is no longer optional. This is the year that the flesh is crucified because the King of righteousness rules and reigns in my life. This is the year of deliverance. Someone say amen. You deliver me in your righteousness. Psalms 31, verse 5. Throw verse 5 up there. This was a psalm of David. And if you don't read the Bible, but you continue to read the Bible, you'll go on and it says this. He says, "Into your hands, O Lord, I commit my spirit." And I said, whoa, hold on a second. I have read the Bible, I don't even know how many times. I read the Bible multiple times a year. And a part of my daily reading plan, I read a Psalms, a Proverb, and a New Testament every single day. I read more than that, but I always read Psalms. So I read Psalms multiple times a year because there's, 157, 58, something like that, chapters in it. And so 30 days, you're reading a lot. And so I've read this more times than I can remember. But what I love about the Holy Spirit is you could read something 1,000 times, and when he breathes his spirit on it, it's coming alive in you. And I said, why is David praying the prayer that Jesus is known for, but I never realized David prayed it? Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. This is what Jesus prayed on the cross. It's actually his last prayer before he offered up his spirit. I said, why did I never see this before? Now I'm looking at the two. I'm watching Jesus pray it and David pray it. What's the difference between Jesus and David? Well, Jesus was born of the Spirit but became flesh. Jesus was led by the Spirit all times. Matthew 4, he was led in the Spirit to be tempted. He said, I only do what my Father does. I only do what I hear him say and what I see him do. When his mother was trying to get him to do a miracle, he said, woman, don't bother me. My time has not yet come. Or the Lord, the Spirit hasn't shown me yet to do that. He only did what the Father showed him to do. He always walked in the Spirit. Then you have David. David walked in the Spirit sometimes and walked in the flesh sometimes. So when David was walking in the Spirit, he was slaying giants. When he was walking in the flesh, he was slaying husbands. When he's walking in the Spirit, he's counting on the goodness of God. When he's walking in the flesh, he's counting on the ability of man in numbering the children of Israel. Let's look at my friend Peter. When Peter is walking in the Spirit, he's declaring, you're the Christ, you're the Son of the living God. And Jesus says, blessed are you, Peter, because no man have revealed this to you, but only the Father in heaven or the Spirit has revealed this to you. But when he's walking in the flesh, he's cussing out a 12-year-old saying, blank you, I never met the man. When he's walking in the Spirit, he's walking on water. When he's walking in the flesh, he's cutting off ears. Come on, somebody. So here's the thing is we walk in the Spirit some of the time, and then we walk in the flesh some of the time. And the Bible says it's obvious because the two are at war. You ready? So I'm praying in the Holy Spirit. And if you don't do this, begin to do this. And if you don't have the gift of speaking in tongues, ask the Lord for the gift of the speaking in tongues. Well, if the Lord wanted me to give that gift, he would give it to me. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. It's not the truth. That's not the stupidest. But it's in the top category of stupidity. Because you don't do that with anything else in life. Well, if the Lord wanted me to have that job, he would give me that job. No, I think you applied for the job. Right? Well, if the Lord wanted me to have a six-pack, he would give me a six-pack. I'm pretty sure you did sit-ups for those. Right? So he says he gives generously. The Father gives generously. To all those that ask, seek, knock. The door will be open to you. If you want the gifts, ask for it. He's a good Father who gives generously. So I'm praying the Holy Spirit. I'm in Nordstrom's. My son's asleep and I'm rocking him and I'm praying the Holy Spirit and asking the Lord to protect my finances as my wife shops. All the husbands know what I'm talking about. When my wife's like, hey, can we go to Ross? I'm like, let's go. She's like, can we go to Nordstrom's? I'm like, man, do we have time? I don't know if we have time to go. So I'm in Nordstrom's and I'm praying in my prayer language. There's no interpreter there for all the Facebook theologians. I'm praying the Holy Spirit. And all of a sudden I hear that still small voice of the Holy Spirit, which I love more than anything in life. And he said this to me. Deliverance is when your flesh follows your spirit. Deliverance is when your flesh follows your spirit. When your spirit follows your flesh is when you live a corrupt carnal life. And that's usually when you make your way down to this altar asking God to forgive you and to free you from corruption. But when your spirit follows your flesh, that's when you walk into the supernatural destiny and the calling of God that's on your life. Church, this is the revelation of deliverance. This is how you physically walk out deliverance. This is the year of deliverance. Hear this prophetically. The Lord spoke to me and said 2015 will be a year of lions and bears. This is the year where you experience personal deliverance in your life. I'm telling you, from attractions that you've had since your childhood, to addictions that you've had, to mental strongholds, to physical ailments, to sickness, this is the year of physical deliverance. This is the year of supernatural deliverance, because in 2016, we're going to start taking on our nation's giants, and you can't take on a nation's giants when you haven't dealt with your lion and bear. This is a year of deliverance. And here's what the Lord put in my spirit, is he is the Father of deliverance. In the Lord's Prayer, Jesus says, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. He gets down to, and deliver us from the evil one. The heavenly Father is the one who is the God of deliverance. I want to look at a passage where we see an earthly father and a heavenly father work in tandem in deliverance. Mark chapter 9, verse 14, the Gospel of Mark. I'm going to read a little bit of this, beginning in verse 14. And it says, when they returned, the other disciples, they saw a large crowd surrounding them. The teachers of the religious law were arguing with them. Why were they arguing with them? Because that's the only thing they did. Religious people love to argue. Paul warns us not to argue with religious people because it doesn't accomplish good. Had a gentleman pull me aside a couple weeks ago and after service, and he goes, can we sit down? And I said, sure. So we sat down, and he said, I just want to let you know that you really lack humility. And I said, wow, thank you. And I stood up, and I walked away. And then I went and prayed with the mom whose son just came out as being a homosexual, and we prayed for his deliverance. And then I prayed with another boy who was dealing with seizures, and the power of God came upon him. He's looking at me, he goes, what is this? I said, this is God all over than you. I'm going to say that again. I have a religious Jezebel come and confront me after service, which is not his place to do and out of order. I thank him as a person. And then I turn because, watch, we don't argue with religious spirits. Listen, if people won't align with sound doctrine, God bless you, move on. I believe Jesus told his disciples to dust the dirt off your feet and go to the next place. You're wasting your time on Facebook, Christians. Just want to just sow that into you. Bless you. It says, Jesus said, what are you arguing about, those that love to argue? One of the men in the crowd spoke up and said, teacher, I brought my son. Someone say, my son. So you could heal him. He is possessed by an evil spirit, and it won't let him talk. And whenever the spirit seizes him, it throws him violently to the ground. He foams at the mouth. He grinds his teeth. So I asked your disciples to cast the evil spirit out, but they could not do it. It's amazing how much I love your pastor and how we truly are big brothers. He's a big brother to me. and how unified we are in the Spirit. Because even before I brought this scripture up to him at our prayer time last night with the staff, he brought this scripture up. And I said, that's crazy, bro. I said, because that's what I'm ministering on tomorrow. And here's what I feel in my spirit, that this is the state of the church. That we came to your disciples, we came to your church, we came to your house, we came to your followers to experience deliverance. But because we haven't experienced deliverance, because we haven't had these demons casted out of us, we decided to live with these demons instead of crucify ourselves, instead of cast these demons out. Because the church hasn't been able to cast out the demons. Now we're saying we're born this way, or this is the order that we have, or this is really who we are, rather than coming into the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and experience the deliverance that's here for the saints. Come on, talk to us. So now instead of casting them out, we're naming them. There's a thing going on in social media right now. With young people, a craze with teenagers all over the world, where they're inviting a demon named Charlie to come and play with them. They put down a piece of paper and there's things, and it begins to move, similar to a Ouija board experience. All over the country, they're posting it on Instagrams, they're posting it on social media. Look it. When you can't get demons casted out in your life, you just begin to play with them. And then you can't figure out where this oppression came from. You can't figure out why this anxiety won't go away. You can't figure out where this depression is. You can't figure out where this spirit of perversion comes along over you. And it's almost like you have no control over your physical body anymore. You give into it every single time. This self-esteem issues that cripples you, that fear that comes on you. And it's amazing that you're the life of the party with everyone. But anytime it comes to doing something for God, all of a sudden fear hits you when it's not even a part of your normal personality. You feel like you're supposed to pray for somebody, but you think that they're going to think that you're weird, or they're going to judge you wrong, or that's silly. I shouldn't do that. And no, that's just me. Let me just help you. Anytime it's for the glory of God, it's never just you. This is the state of the church, that they come in bound and they leave bound. What Pastor Danny said, a 3-point sermon's not helping nobody. Become houses of being intellectual and philosophical because we've denied the Spirit of God. This is what we've become. This is what the house of God has become. And those are the houses of the Pharisees, because they must argue because they have no power. Apostle Paul says, I don't come with you with wise or persuasive words, but a demonstration of the Spirit's power. I'm going to say to you this boldly and prophetically today. Today's your day of deliverance. This is the moment of deliverance. This is your day. I know it's Father's Day, but what a great Father's Day where your Heavenly Father has a gift of deliverance for you today. I'm here to tell you, you don't have to live with it. It's a lie. I'm here to tell you, you don't have to walk it out. People ask me this all the time. They say, Landon, how long am I going to have to live with this? My answer is not one more day if you decide to die to it. When you decide to live a Christ-filled, crucified life, you don't have to live with temptation when you die to it. He said, I brought your disciples to him, but they couldn't cast it out. They couldn't do anything about it. Jesus said, you faithless people, you spiritless people, how long must I be with you? Bring the boy to me. So they brought the boy, but when the evil spirit saw Jesus, it began to throw the child into a violent convulsion. It's funny because everywhere I've gone, I've met a very unique resistance this year. Because demons know that their days of authority and dominion are up. So he brought the boy. How long has this been happening? Jesus said. The boy's father replied, since he was a little boy. The spirit often throws him into the fire or into water, trying to kill him. Have mercy on us. If you can. I just want to stop and teach just for a moment. It says this. The Father said, the Spirit often, someone say often. It means this happens quite a bit. The Spirit seizes him and throws him into the fire or throws him into water, watch, with the intent to kill him. I just want to break this down because you can't read the Bible. You have to read it. So now this is the first time that we know, biblically speaking, that this boy or this father met Jesus. So since he was a little boy, we don't know how old the boy is, but we know that he said that since he was a little boy or for a decent period of time, this had been going on. Are you following me? And he said this often happens. We don't know what often means, but it means more than a few times. That when he's around fire or when he's around water, this spirit tries to kill the boy. But because this is the first time that this boy or the father met Jesus, it means in prior situations, the only father was there was the boy's father. Are you with me? So here's what I wanted to show you. Is that even though the earthly father didn't have the ability to deliver the boy, he was still there for the boy on the journey. Are you with me today? And I wanted to preach to you fathers today that maybe you haven't had all the answers. Maybe you haven't been the best spiritual leader. Maybe you haven't set an atmosphere in your home like we set in this service. Maybe you've never anointed the doors in your house with oil. Maybe you've never looked at your children in the eyes like your pastor did this morning and repent to them for missing the mark in areas. Maybe you haven't been the best example all the time. Maybe when Father's Day comes around, you cringe because you haven't before God been the best example of a father all the time. But I want to let you know that there has been times where you've protected your children from the fires of life and the waters of life. Listen, and when spirits tried to get to kill them, listen, spirits that sound like, can I go to the party? Spirits that sound like all my friends are doing it. Spirits that sound like I think I love him or her. Come on, somebody. That you're there to step in between and say, whoa, 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 I'm not going to let this spirit kill you. I'm not going to let this thing kill you. I'm not going to let this thing have a hold on you. Listen, I want to let you know that you're not just the only father. You're the earthly father doing the earthly father's job. But it said this, that the spirit tried to throw him into the fire. I wonder what scars he had. I wonder what burns he had. I wonder what burns the father got in the process when he scooped down to grab his son and burned himself in the process. I wonder what family reunions look like in that house when the family's coming over on holiday and all of a sudden the demon decides that this is a great opportunity to destroy it. See, we have to understand what's going on is that these spirits come to kill, steal, and destroy. Ah. Let me bring a spiritual clarification. What happened in South Carolina this week? A demonic spirit came to kill, steal, and destroy. America needs deliverance. The body of Christ needs deliverance. But I want to encourage you fathers, listen, you may not have all the answers, but your job is to stand in between your children and the spirit of death. I want to encourage you, when you're not popular, when they don't like you, even when they say they hate you at times, when their rebellion seizes up on them, listen, God will give you grace along the way, but I want to let you know is all you have, hear this prophetic word, fathers, hear this prophetic word, mothers, is all you have to do is keep them alive long enough, watch, to introduce them to a heavenly father. I hear it every single week. I get messages every single week. I get moms that email me every single week. My son's dealing with same-sex attraction. My daughter's dealing with this. What do we do? And I tell them the same thing over and over. Don't stop loving them and don't compromise with taking a stand for God's word. Listen, if all you have to do, parents, is stand in the line of fire in faith and keep them alive. And then the earthly father stands on watch long enough till he introduces him to a heavenly father. Watch, the father of deliverance. Hear this prophetic word this morning. Jesus said, how long has he been like this since he was a boy? I don't care how long you've been dealing with what you've been dealing with. Today, you're coming into the presence of the Father of deliverance. Listen, there is no spirit that has authority in him. There's no name that's greater than him. There's no spirit that is more powerful. Ask Pharaoh's snakes who has more authority. I'm telling you, all throughout the Word of God, ask the magicians that Herod had. I'm telling you, ask the soothsayers of the New Testament. And when Paul and Peter and when Barnabas, when they would come into town, demons would flee because the new king, the authority, watch, they walked with the heavenly Father, the Father of deliverance. And the church has thought that it needs to be our ability. When, listen, our ability is just to point them to the Father of deliverance. Yes. Yes. We just need to introduce them to the Father. Right. Yeah. Same God that saves. Is the same God that delivers. Look at this in the Word. It threw him on the ground. And Jesus, I love this. Look at this. Look, verse 24. Can you put 24 up there? When I read this this morning, I mean, it literally just, my spirit just jumped out at me. Pastor Danny, if you want to come get on the keys or send one of your boys to. And it says, listen, it says, instantly, watch. The Father cried out. Listen, every father makes mistakes. Man, I find myself all the time. Any other dads not being patient enough with your kids? Just what? Shut your mouth. Stop talking. Give me a second. You're in the middle of an email. Just give me a second. We blow it. We make mistakes. In fact, if I'm really honest, I've been a bad father at times. Anyone else? Man, said things I shouldn't have said. Talked to my wife in a way I shouldn't talk to my wife. Actually, I'm all the time working. Being a better dad. Let me tell you about something about this dad. When he met the Father of deliverance, it said he instantly cried out. Deliverance comes to children when earthly fathers begin to cry out to heavenly Father. This is the year of deliverance. This is the year, I'm going to say it again, where I didn't know how prophetic this was until this week, that forgiveness is no longer optional. This is the year where we introduce our children and our spiritual children and our friends and our family to the God of deliverance. Whoa, can I be bold? What are your plans for next Sunday? Okay. I literally just in this moment heard just the shift in the spirit. Next Sunday morning, we're going to have a healing and deliverance service. Next Sunday morning, Pastor Danny and the team is going to lead. And I want you, listen, I want you to go. This is your assignment. This is your prophetic assignment to raise the banner, to ring the anthem, and to let people know in your sphere of influence, the sick that you know, that there's a God that heals and delivers today. Not yesterday, not just in the New Testament, today, now. I just heard it in my spirit. There's going to be supernatural healing and deliverance that are happening next week. Listen, in the lives of those that you cry out for. Get on your social media. Get on the phone. You know people that are sick. You need people. Know people that need miracles. Miracles in their body. Miracles in their minds. Miracles in their lives. Next Sunday is their moment. But this Sunday is your moment. Remember, you get delivered of lions and bears first. Because you can't walk anyone through deliverance when you're bound. Guys, I've seen so many healings happen so far this year. So many miracles. I was telling the staff last night, there was a guy with a 3-inch tear in his ACL. And we're doing a prayer service for young people. And he was in the back. He's one of the security guys. And I said, Daryl, I said, do you need prayer for anything? He put his head down. Starts walking up. He gets to the front and he says, I got a 3-inch tear in my ACL. I said, God's about to heal you right now. Group of teenagers just mobbed him. Just like pigeons on a banana. Do pigeons eat bananas? No. It's a horrible analogy. And I felt in my spirit, he was supposed to just start taking off running. And I didn't say anything. I don't even know why. But he gets to the door to walk out. And he says, he just stops. And he says, I got this feeling. He's telling me the story the next day that I'm supposed to run. And my buddy starts running through the parking lot of the church. Watch this. The next night, we're having a deliverance service. I felt that anointing of healing that I feel right now in this moment. And I said, Daryl, run. And he starts running around the church. And literally, I saw it, Papa Larry, as he began to run, I saw anointing of healing just release over the entire congregation as he began to run around the building. Some 30 different people got healed supernaturally in that moment. And the coolest thing is I ran into him on Tuesday. He just got back to the doctor. He said, Pastor Landon, you're not going to believe this. I said, I'm probably not. What is it? And he said, I just got back from the doctor. He said, there was a 3-inch tear in my ACL. There's no tear. I said, bring me the reports to the doctor. I want to see the MRIs. I want to show God's people what God does now. Yes. Last scripture and we're done. Matthew 7:7. Ask and it'll be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, who seeks finds. The one who knocks, the door will be open. Watch this. Come on, look, watch this. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, would give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, would give him a snake? If then, though you are evil, now who to give good gifts to your children? Watch this. How much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those that ask him? Here's what I want to let you know is the good gifts from the Father is the gift of deliverance. He delivers us in our righteousness. He's the Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name, who delivers us from the evil one. The Father is here today. It's not your day. It's not my day. It's his day. And this day, he's giving us the gift of deliverance. And I want to let you know that supernatural deliverance is coming to your life now in Jesus' name. Stand to your feet all over this place. Holy Spirit, you're welcome. Holy Spirit, you're welcome. Holy Spirit, you're welcome. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Let no man steal your glory or get in the way of your glory. Father, this is your place. Do what you do. Save, heal, deliver. You are the God of deliverance. You deliver us in your righteousness. Jesus, we ask for your righteousness. We ask for your healing power to come upon us now in Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you for listening to the Rev Ministries podcast. If this message has blessed you, we want to encourage you to share it with a friend.
For more information about this ministry and how you can make a difference by financially supporting us, please visit our website at therev.com. For full-length sermons and episodes on audio or video, please visit us at therev.com or search for us on iTunes.